And it might seem like sometimes things got stolen from us, but guess what? We have more abundance. That means there's more on the way. I hope you heard that. Say there's more on the way. Are you all right if I take a little time here? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. So I got several scriptures which are the word, and so we're going to go through them. And what would be the end result of going through some scriptures and hearing some preaching on them? Faith will come. And what will faith come for? Finances, for the offering, for the tithe, right? Isn't that a good thing? Yes. So I don't know if you've realized this or not, but you need some money in this earth. You need to have your financial life moving in the right direction, and if it's not, well, we need to figure out why, and then we need to do something about it, right? Yes. That doesn't mean there isn't ups and downs. We all know that there's ups and downs, but there's ups. See, everybody goes, oh, there's downs, but no, there's ups. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about it. So John 10:10, you can probably quote it, but I want you to see it. Are you here?
Yes.
Let's pray. Holy Ghost, I thank you for your written word. I thank you that you are speaking to us as the living God through your written word right now. And I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
See, that's what you got to do when you read the word, because the Holy Ghost got it to you, and he wrote it, and he's speaking to you. So John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief comes not but for two. I wish he would tell us what he's going to come for. Oh, he comes for to steal, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Well, at least we know what his motivation is, right? He comes to kill, steal, and to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So you might have abundance, he wants more. You understand?
Yes.
He comes so you might have life and have it more abundantly. But the thief comes not but for to steal. Say, to steal.
To steal.
Well, what is stealing but taking something of value that you have, right? Right? Mm-hmm. And my point here is that there is a spirit of poverty. Now, most of us would agree with that. Most of us, you can just look out in the world and see it. Some countries are just rife with it. There's a spirit of poverty. Is there not a spirit of poverty? Yeah, there's a spirit. And one of the things he does is he steals from people. He steals whatever they have. And what if the devil came and stole everything you had, what would that be? You'd be poverty, right? It'd be poverty. There's a spirit of poverty. That's really my point here. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Because I'm really not going to preach on the spirit of poverty. I just want you to know that there is one. And if there is one, do you want something to do with it?
No,
you want to be able to get rid of it. See, Jesus got rid of it. He said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Have it more abundantly than what? Than the spirit of poverty. You know that the devil stole out of Jesus's purse? Yes, he had a purse. That's what they called his bag. But the devil stole, and he still had enough. How was that? Because he had more than enough. He had more abundance. And it might seem like sometimes things got stolen from us, but guess what? We have more abundance. That means there's more on the way. I hope you heard that. Say, there's more on the way.
There's more on the way.
More abundance, is coming to me now. Yeah. More. Am I preaching out of the Bible? Deuteronomy chapter 28. You should know where that is. You should know what's in there. You got the blessing and the curse, right? Deuteronomy 28. Well, what would it be? A spirit of poverty would obviously fall under the curse. So we're going to take the opposite of that, which is the spirit of blessing, or the blessing. Let's just read verse 2, lest I get caught up in all this stuff. And all these blessings shall come on thee. Now that's the opposite of the spirit of poverty that comes on people. All these blessings come on them. All these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. Isn't that good?
Yes.
Again, the opposite of poverty. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Well, in our day, we know that the Lord our God is the Holy Ghost. We're hearkening to his voice. We're walking with him. Are you getting this?
Yes.
The blessing shall come on you. Now picture this. Those words aren't there for no reason. The blessing comes on you. Can you agree that the spirit of poverty would come on people? And often you can see, just look at them, something's wrong, they look like they're in poverty. It's a spirit of poverty. Well, guess what? We can break the power of that, take authority over it, and get rid of it. Isn't that great? Wouldn't that be cute if Jesus said in the gospel, if he had a gospel that was applicable to the poor? Mm-hmm. What did he first thing he said? I've come to preach the gospel to the poor, and deliverance, and to set at liberty. Who? The poor. What would that be? Spirit of poverty. If you have the spirit of poverty on you, you can have a, you would have a hard time being rich. Is this correct? But what if you have the spirit of blessing on you, or these blessings? Look, verse 2, all these blessings shall come on thee. What does that mean? That means it will be on you. What does come on you mean? It means it'll be on you. Say it's on me. I'm going to show you that it's on you, but you gotta, you acknowledge that it's on you. I'm blessed. Look at this. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall you be in the city. Where would you be in this verse of scripture? In the city.
Right.
What's on you in the city?
Blessings.
Well, we got to go to the city then. If we're blessed in the city, well, let's read on. Blessed you'll be in the city. Oh, blessed you'll be in the field. So we know two places where the blessings will be on you. The blessing. Say the blessing.
The
opposite of a spirit of poverty is the spirit of blessing. He's a spirit. Well, he's the Holy Ghost, but you're blessed. You understand?
Yes.
Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the fruit of your ground. Those will be your kids, right? Yes. Fruit of your body, the fruit of your cattle, and the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. This is what most people had back in those days, you understand? For wealth, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. We still have blessed, we still have baskets and stores. Mm-hmm. Don't you?
Yes.
What do you push around the store?
Baskets
with wheels in our day, right? But maybe they just had the handle baskets, but they have those too. What are you when you go in the store? Blessed. What are you when you go around the store? You're blessed. Mm-hmm. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Thou shalt be blessed when thou comest in. Why are you blessed when you come in? Where's the blessing? Must be in the doorpost. No, where's the blessing? The blessing is on you. The blessing's on you. Say the blessing's on me.
The blessing's on me.
You see? Some people have the spirit of poverty and they're cursed when they come in, they're cursed when they go out, they're cursed with everything they do, and they can't seem to get it straight. But if you're blessed, you're blessed in all of these things. I hope I'm getting some of this across. You're blessed when you come in, you're blessed when you go out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. Why? Because you have a blessing on you. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. And the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, plural. And in all that thou settest thine hand to do, he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord your God gives you. And the Lord shall establish you a holy people unto himself. So the blessing comes on you. You see this?
Yes.
So if the blessing's on you, you have all of these other things that happen.
Yes.
Because the blessing is on you. You don't always have to quote all the things. You could, but you don't have to. You just, I'm blessed. When I come in, when I go out, when I sit down, when I stand up, in the basket, in the store, I'm blessed. The blessing is on me. Say this, the blessing,
the blessing is
on me.
So
we saw that a curse, there's a spirit of poverty, it's spiritual. There's a blessing that is spiritual. Did you see that in the blessing?
Yes.
It's spiritual, it comes on you. It's an actual thing that comes on you. It's called the blessing. We know that poverty is a spiritual force that works against people, kills, steals, and destroys, right?
Right.
Well, wealth is a spiritual force that comes out of and from the Spirit and comes on you. You call for it. Say, wealth,
wealth
come to me and be on me. You see? And then by your faith, these things rest on you and you are blessed. What do you mean by faith? We're going to read that here in a second. Did you find Galatians?
Yes.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ hath, hath is past tense, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. What was the curse of the law? We saw some of that, right? Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 28 goes on to talk about the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. So Christ or Jesus bore the curse of the law so that you wouldn't have to. Mm-hmm. Right? So any spirit of poverty that is on a child of God is illegally there. Now, would the devil do something that's illegal? Would he hang out someplace he wasn't supposed to be? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the devil, right? It must be enforced. If you don't enforce the law, then people just run over it. Aren't you here? It's like a border without enforcement. They just go across the border unless you enforce it. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Verse 14. That the blessing, say the blessing, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So it comes through the Spirit and it comes by faith, and the blessing is on you. I hope you're getting this. You're blessed by faith. Look at verse 9. So then they which be of faith, do you be of faith? Mm-hmm. Yep, that's how we walk with God, by faith, and by faith and saying, they that be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. You seeing that? So what's that blessing that's on you? It's the same blessing that was on Abraham. Can you see that from this verse of scripture?
Yes.
Now what did God do for Abraham? Did he protect him from his enemies?
Yes.
Did he bless the children after him?
Yes.
Yes. Did he make him wealthy?
Yes.
Did he keep him healthy?
Yes.
Did he renew his youth?
Yes.
So the same blessing. Say the same blessing.
The same blessing.
It's not a different blessing. According to your Bible, I'm not making this up. They which be of faith are blessed with. Blessed with means blessed at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Blessed with Abraham. So your Abraham's seed, your heir according to the promise, the blessing is yours.
Amen.
Don't let the devil take it from you. So your Abraham's seed, your heir according to the promise, the blessing is yours. Don't let the devil take it from
Luke
you.
Chapter 4, verse 18.
The Spirit of the Lord is next to me. Oh, wait a minute. No, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, remember, the blessing comes on you. You understand?
Yes.
That's how you can come in and you go out. Did Jesus come in and go out? Yeah, he went into the synagogue. And he sat down and he stood up. These are things. The blessing is on him. You understand? The Spirit of the Lord is upon him because he, the Spirit of the Lord, has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And so when Jesus preached, the Spirit was on him, would go and get on other people. You understand that, right?
Yes.
That's how preaching works. That's God made it that way. Through the vehicle of anointed words, they come out and they get on you. Say they come out, and they get on me. Right? That's why it's important that you hear the word based on prosperity of God, because you don't want the words of poverty, which is in a lot of the churches, mm-hmm. to come out and get on people.
That's right.
Are you here?
Yes.
Which is sad in and of itself. But the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. What would be the gospel to the poor? That they die real soon and be able to go to heaven where it's rich. No, the gospel to the poor would be they'd be delivered from the spirit of poverty, and they would have the blessing of Abraham, the same blessing, come on them. Are you here?
Yes.
That's the gospel to the... I've been preaching the gospel, by the way. It's the same gospel. gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Would a poor man be brokenhearted over his poverty? Sure. And to preach deliverance to the captives. Is the poor man captive to the spirit of poverty? Yes. The recovering of sight to the blind. He can't see his way out of poverty. This to set at liberty them that are bruised. To set at liberty. Say to set at liberty.
To set at liberty.
Does a poor man need to be set at liberty?
Yes.
Yes, from what? From the spirit of poverty that was keeping him down. So he gets set free from that by the gospel. And then the spirit of the blessing comes on him, and we already saw what the blessing will do. Bless you coming in, bless you going out. Is this any good?
Yes.
First Corinthians chapter 2, one of my favorite books of the Bible, by the way, just in case you were wondering. I was just wondering that. First Corinthians chapter 2, let's look at verse 12. Now we should someday. Nope. Now we have received, past tense, just like we have received the blessing. We have received not the spirit of the world. Now, what would the spirit of the world be? What? That would be poverty. That would be the devil, remember, who comes to do what? But for to kill, to steal, to kill, and destroy. First thing he wants to do is steal. We've not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. What would that be? That's the spirit of God, right? The spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Is the blessing a thing that is freely given to you of God?
Yes.
Yes. Say the blessing,
blessing.
Comes to me and on me
by God.
How's it come from? It comes from God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but we have received the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. And that would include the blessing. Are you getting any of this?
Yes.
So you have received the spirit of God that you might know the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too far of a leap?
No.
Not the spirit of the world, which is poverty, but the spirit which is of God, which leads to wealth. We know that the blessing of Abraham is there. Go to Matthew chapter 16. But it's good. Faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
Right? You should understand that the blessing is a thing that comes from God. Did I get that across?
Mm-hmm.
The blessing is a thing. Just like the spirit of poverty is a thing, a spirit, the blessing is a thing that comes on you, that comes from God, and then is on you. Say, it's on me.
It's on me.
Well, you acknowledge the things that are on you. You understand? I acknowledge that I am blessed. When I come in, when I go out, I believe that's one of the reasons he said it all that way, so that you could say it. I'm blessed when I go in. I'm blessed when I come out. Right? I'm blessed going to the store. Is it a blessing to go to the store?
Yes.
Matthew 16 and verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, hang on here. The kingdom of heaven, what's that all about? Is that poor?
Mm-hmm.
Is that poverty? No, that's abundance. That's superabundance. That's more than enough times many times. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, or the keys to abundance, you could say, or the keys to a blessing, the keys of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Now, yeah, you understand that that seems a little awkward in the way that it's phrased, because it seems like if I bind something on earth, it will be bound in the kingdom of heaven. Is that the way it works?
No.
No. So that which you bind on earth is that which is already bound in heaven. Do you understand?
Right.
It's like when he said, pray thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So bind the things on earth that are already bound in heaven.
Right.
Is there a spirit of poverty in heaven?
No.
No. So that's the thing you bind on the earth. Say this, I bind the spirit of poverty in Jesus' name. This is a key to the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. What are you going to loose on earth that is already loosed in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna lose finances, you're gonna lose abundance, you're gonna lose more abundance. Yeah, but I already loosed abundance. Loose more abundance, because that's what Jesus came to give you. Are you here?
Yes.
So we take authority over those things and we bind them, and then we loose the things. Jesus said this is part of the keys of the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Hold on, grab onto your tithe or your offering right now. I take authority in Jesus' name over the spirit of poverty, and I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I bind you, take your hands off of our finances in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Haha. And now I loose in the name of Jesus, and by the authority of the Word of God in the kingdom of heaven, and by the power of the Spirit of God, I loose the kingdom of heaven's finances. I loose the blessing, and blessings shall come on you and overtake you. Blessings of financial favor, blessings of prosperity, blessings of more abundance shall come. And ministering spirits, go forth and cause it to happen.
Holy Ghost, oh God, in the earth today. Holy Ghost, oh God.